Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Actually, the first hour we've got Siri coming in to talk to us. Then the second hour we've got Cindy McLeish to come in and tell us what's going on in the area. And then we'll follow that up between 2 and 3 with Choice Tunes. We've got the special guest, somebody that we want to hear a lot about their life. They'll be in between 2 and 3. We've got the music, and they'll be here, and we'll have a great afternoon. But first of all, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we've got Siri with us. We've got Steph, and she's a teacher at the Siri Community School out at Yarra Junction. Welcome, Steph.
Oh, good afternoon, Alan. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Steph, we just need to... I know we've talked about the community school quite a bit, but it's not a special school, but it's not mainstream school. So just give us a very quick breakdown of what the community school's about for those that haven't heard.
Well, this is my favourite thing to talk about, so that's great to start off with. Yeah, so Siri Community Schools are an alternative to mainstream education. You're correct in saying that they're not a special school, but they are tailored to meet the individual needs of many students for whom mainstream schooling is not a good option for them.
Well, they've been out of mainstream too, isn't it?
What's that, sorry?
Well, they may have been out of mainstream.
That's right. So we have some students that may have found it too challenging to be in mainstream school. And so, yes, they haven't been in school for a while. And we find that when students do come to Siri at all of our campuses, that they just find that they find their people, they find their place to learn and belong. And we see some incredible success stories. I have a very special job with Siri. I am the only primary school teacher at the moment. There will be another primary school class in Mombok.
New school in the new year, right?
That's right. So exciting. In Mombok, we're moving our Mount Evelyn campus to there. So, yep, there will be another primary school class there for year 5-6.
So it's mainly 5-6 you're going to cater for, not the younger age group, isn't it?
Yeah, just at the moment, yeah, it'll be 5-6. Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Steph, I guess one of the things that not only is it not like the mainstream where you just talk to the middle of the class and you know, the ones that are brilliant have to look after themselves, and so do the ones who are a bit below, and that's just the way it is with the size of schools. But I think at Siri, each of your children have their own learning plan, don't they?
That's exactly right. So every student, in conjunction with their teacher and their families or their carers, whoever's with them, will plan for success for the whole semester, really. And we sit down together at the start of each semester and plan what learning will take place. The young person's voice is the most important voice in all of that. And so that means that we have a plan to work through the semester, and students are learning what they feel passionate about and also the skills that they need to go on and do what they want to after school.
And we just need to mention this, that while you'd like everybody there the full week, it is tailored for some of the young people who might only be able to be there for half a week or half a day and then build it up. So it's not a case of you're out of school, you're back in there 5 days a week, whether you like it or lump it, all day long, is it?
That's exactly right, Alan. So the beautiful thing about Siri is we meet our students exactly where they're at. So for students who, as you've said, may have had some anxiety about school, they get to come in at the pace that they need to. We've got a phenomenal wellbeing team, and our wellbeing team work with all of the teaching and learning staff throughout the school to make sure that's for each student. Just with that in mind, we do have some open nights coming up for our community schools. Yep. They're all on our website, which I'll give the address at the end, but just for anyone that's got paper and pen handy at the moment, we've got Lilydale on the 1st of August.
Which is only a few days away, isn't it?
That's right, yep. We've got Mombok on the 8th of August. Sorry, Yarra Junction on the 8th of August, yep. And Mombok, our new campus, on the 14th of August, and that will be from 4:30 to 6:30.
At all the sites?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Excitingly as well, we also have a careers day for any interested teachers, wellbeing or learning assistants. And this is a super important one, I guess, for all of our people in the community, because we're a growing school, we're a growing environment. And on Saturday, August the 26th, from 10:30 a.m. until I believe it's 2:30. I may have got that a little bit wrong, but it definitely starts at 10:30. We will be open.
At whereabouts?
That's on the Mombolt campus. Yep. And there will be many staff, not just from Mombolt, but many staff there who will be able to assist with any inquiries. It's also great for teachers just to come and see what we do.
What you do.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a quick break and we'll be back with more.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Cigarettes. Running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. Buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And now I'm on my way. Still remember these old country lanes when we
less conversation, a little more action, please. You're of LAFM 99.1, baby.
I'm talking to Steph from the Surrey Community School. She's up at Yarra Junction, but we know they've got about three campuses. I know one's at Berwick, one's at Lilydale, and I think the new one's up at Mombok. Am I right?
That's right, Alan, yep.
Got them all right. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the school. So in the classes, hey, in the group that you've got in the 5 to 6, like how many young people or children are in that class?
So at the moment I have 7 students. That's really just because of the space limitations, which is our Mombok class will be a little bit bigger than that.
But you're not going to get 35, are you?
Definitely not. So definitely not. We have limits on the amount of students that come, and that's purely because we want to give all of our young people the best educational experience that they deserve in our schools.
And that comes back to what we were saying before. I mean, with the mainstream, you can have 30, 35 young people, and the teacher hasn't got the time to give every student individual attention. But, I mean, that's one of the joys of Surrey, isn't it, that the teacher has got the time to give them specialised learning.
That's exactly right. I think mainstream school teachers are doing a phenomenal job meeting all of the needs of their students. But having come from a mainstream setting, I can say that there are challenges there. And to be able to come and work in a school where you can have that one-on-one time with your students or in small groups, it's very, very special. Yep. It's one of the reasons I love Surrey so much.
And it's good for the young person too.
Absolutely. It's real. At the end of the day, it's all about them.
Yep.
And giving them the school experience that they deserve and also that meets all of their needs.
And turn them out as good individuals at the end of their period as well.
Yeah, I mean, our young people are phenomenal young people with so much to give to the community. They're practicing that in the communities they live in at the moment. But yes, once they leave school, to go ahead and to make that amazing contribution that all of them have in them.
Now, you've got a garden project coming up. Tell us a bit about that, please, Steph.
Yeah, so on our Lilydale campus, there's been some restructuring there. The Lilydale campus I don't know if you've been there, Alan, but it's in the old Ford area. So it's I guess there's a lot of concrete there, so they've worked very hard to create some new garden areas for our students. So we have a Zen Den, grassed areas, and planters that have just lifted the environment to make it more conducive to learning and a more beautiful spot to be in. Yeah,
oh, that's terrific, because you don't want too much of the old concrete jungle, do you?
Agreed, and especially in this beautiful spot we live in, we want to bring that beauty inside as well, and the spaces that we share. Yeah,
that's terrific. Now, also, we've got to cover this. You've got a youth concert coming up.
That's right. So at ACOS, on the way to Warburton there. On the 15th of September, we've got this wonderful opportunity for our young people to come and be part of a youth concert. So at the moment, the students at Yarra Junction are actually planning this. We've got a committee there led by our phenomenal principal, Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. How are you, if you're listening?
And from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, there's going to be a youth concert organised for youth, run by youth, and it will just be a beautiful event.
Yeah. And unless I'm wrong, it's for 13 to 25-year-olds. It's on Friday the 15th September at 5 p.m. at ECOS at Westburn.
Yeah.
Because we did a call out for, they were looking for bands, singers, instrumentalists, duos, trios and all genres. It's too late to apply now. You had to apply by the 21st of July. So that's the one, isn't it?
That's the very one. Yeah, unfortunately, it looks like we're out of that age bracket, Alan. But I'm sure.
Well, I'm not in it.
I'm sure we could support our young people as they head out there. Yeah,
I can absolutely guarantee. And I actually, when I did those live reads, which I did on a number of occasions, I think Jackie said it to me, if I'm right. The live read, I kept on saying, I wouldn't mind being in this, but I don't think I'm going to make the 13 to 25-year-old.
Oh, you and me both, eh?
I might in spirit, but that's about all. So, obviously, it's going to be a really great time.
Yes.
And what was the hours again, please?
From 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
5 to 8. Yeah. And so you're Siri's involved in that?
Yes, we very much have a big part in that. And as I say, we've got a planning committee amongst our students at Yarra Junction, and their assistant Jackie, to bring it all together.
Ah, that's terrific. Hope it goes really well.
I'm pretty sure it will.
Now, just before we take another break, this sounds to me like a terrific deal. Something about the snow. You tell me about that, please, Steph.
Yes, well, this is one of the beauties at working at Yarra Junction. Whenever
snow's not that far away.
Well, it's not that far away, but it's one of the opportunities that Siri offer the students. I mean, we do lots of things. Our Berwick students have just had their formal, and our older kids at, or sorry, our older students at Lilydale and Mount Evelyn will also have their, and Yarra Junction will have their formals coming up. But the Yarra Junction students are heading to the snow, so we're going to go for a big snow play day up at Lake Mountain, and I'm going to be part of that, which I'm very excited about. I obviously, coming from Ireland, we've had a fair bit of snow, but so I kind of miss that. But it'll be really fantastic to go up with our students and some staff who've never seen the snow, so that'll be lovely.
Are you going to ski?
Probably not ski, but there's tobogganing, tube slides, and just lots of snow play. I'll probably be making the snowman.
So I was going to, but that's what I mean. You're not going to go on the toboggan or anything like that.
I would say that I would. I'd give it a good crack. Yep, absolutely.
Like, what age group is going to the snow?
Yeah, so it's open for all of our students. So from our year 5 students right through to our year 12 students. And the lovely thing about community is, community school is about that lovely opportunity to bring all our age groups together. So yeah, there's lots of mentoring going on and lots of, you know, the older kids looking after the younger ones as well. It's fabulous.
Sounds like great. I want to talk a bit about those formals in a minute, but I've just got to take a break and we'll be back with more.
Don't you miss a drop?
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Steph from the Surrey Community School. She's down at Yarra Junction, but we all know they've got the four different campuses. Now, you mentioned that I think one of them's already had formals. Are there others coming up for the other schools as well?
Yes, there are. So, actually, Yarra Junction are going to hold theirs at ECOS. So we're going to go out.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of scouting the venue, I think. But the beautiful thing is that our students have actually organised the whole formal themselves. So,
Just being part of it.
Not just being part of it, but right down to the catering, the entertainment, the lights, everything. And as a staff team, we just get to go along and celebrate this wonderful moment
with
them.
And you don't have to do any work.
We don't have to go. We just show up, look a bit pretty, because our young people are going to be stunning, absolutely stunning.
So when are they on, like, in the next few weeks?
Yes, so that's going to be in August.
Yep.
And Lilydale and Mount Evelyn will also have theirs this time anyway, not just 100% sure of the dates, but yeah, lots to look forward to around the campuses.
Ah, that's terrific. Oh, it's always great to see the young people. You see them getting around the school today and then you see them all dressed up at night and you think, oh, that's not the same person.
Yeah, well, that's it. And they get to see us out of our work duds as well. So it's win-win all around.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's talk about kinder, because I believe this week's the Early Learning Matters Week or something, is it?
That's right, yeah. So Early Learning Matters Week was started about 6 years ago by Early Childhood Australia to build that awareness and understanding of how important early learning is. And it absolutely is. We see the positive impact it has on all children and their development, well-being
and
learning.
There's a big difference between a child that's been to kinder starting school, isn't there, as opposed to the one who just stayed at home until it's time to school. There's a big difference in them, isn't there?
Well, I think obviously being at home offers different kind of experiences, but in terms of that socialisation and being around other children, yes, and learning how to play. Play is, I guess, the crucial thing that our kindergartens and early learning centres offer for young people, young children. Yeah, so it's super important.
Now, some of this is free too, isn't it?
That's right. So our sessional kindergarten is free. The enrolments are open for 2024 across all the services, and there's actually still some enrolments for 2023 available. That would just be, again, I'll give the website at the end, but just check those out individually, but there are some available this year.
So what I suggest is everybody gets a paper and pencil for 5 to 1, and we'll give you all the things that are coming up. Now, one of my favourite topics, and I'll tell you why, is this first impression clothing. I think that, and I've said this on air many a time, that very often when times are tough, the lady of the house is the one who puts herself down the bottom of the chain when it comes to buying clothes. And there are a lot of ladies out there that I suspect that left work quite a number of years ago to have children, probably never thought they'd ever have to go back to work, who have had to go back to work because of raising of COVID and raising interest rates and all that sort of stuff. And we can say anything we like about not discriminating people, but if somebody walks in and they're really nicely dressed and you just automatically think, this person knows what they're talking about, whereas the person who doesn't, and this gives them the absolute opportunity to be dressed as good as the rest of anybody else at a fraction of the cost, isn't it? So tell us a bit more. I've spruiked it because I do believe it is a terrific program, but you tell me why it's a good program.
Yeah, so I can just see your enthusiasm, and I love that you have such enthusiasm for it. Yes, so First Impression Clothing Exchange is FICE, is the acronym. We have shop fronts at our head office in Lilydale on John Street, and also the Yarra Junction Community Hub. And it's open actually to all women. When I first came into Yarra Junction, I wasn't sure who could access it.
Yeah.
But it's actually open for all women, and it's a great way to shop sustainably with affordable and unique items. So a little bit different to the wonderful role of the op shop, but we have amazing donations coming in every week for our clothing exchange. And in addition to that, the staff who work there are phenomenal at just assisting people to choose clothes that are the right fit that will go together for whatever occasion. So definitely pop in and see them. And I think just on the very back of that, just leaning into our training and hubs part. If you are looking for jobs or looking to extend your skills and things like that, we do have the Diploma of Community Services, Early Childhood Education and Care courses, and Education Support. They're all accredited, and there are some places there available, last minute ones that are available across the courses.
I just want to go back a little. What you've just said is terrific. I just want to go back one little step, though. At FIES, is it... I think, and I'm going to ask you, am I right or not, that if you are a lady who's coming in for the first time going for these interviews, you can also get a bit of a hand with your CV and also interviews, can't you?
Absolutely. So, as I say, Siri is wonderful across the community. It's meeting the needs of people right from our youngest right through to our people who are looking for jobs, looking for that additional support. So, yeah, definitely pop into one of the hubs, Yarra Junction Hub especially, and you will get that support and help that you need.
All right, need to take a quick break and I'll be back with more.
Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Steve from Steph. What am I talking about? Steve. Talking to Steph from the Surrey Community School. We've hit the top. It's now 14 degrees. That was the top for the day. So hopefully we might even get a bit warmer, because hopefully by 2 o'clock, you never know. Anyway, Steph, we just need to talk about, you've got a lot of training courses always going on. I know there are RSA people know I've done that. But I know you've got that, and you've got things like first aid, haven't you?
That's right. So definitely all of the courses are there on our website. But yeah, there's something for everybody. Accredited courses and even just things to upskill in your current jobs. They're all available there. Yeah.
And also from you, not so much youth, but from youth services such as kinder and places like that, and also aged care. You're always running those sorts of courses, and you can almost get a job, or you're almost guaranteed a job if you do any good in those courses, the way the industry needs people, can't you?
Well, that's right. We need really qualified, well-skilled, empathetic people, and I love that Siri offers accreditation in all of those areas. Yep, so definitely check out the website.
And probably in the early kinder and that, people might even be able to get a job with Siri.
Well, that's right. I know that on the website, again, going back to the website, we have many job vacancies available there. There are some that are available right through for all of our services, and that could be in administration, in working in the schools, or working in the kinder and daycare. So another thing that I just wanted to go back on and mention, Alan, because I didn't feel that I really got to say it all. Just going back to your first impressions clothing exchange, one of the really important things, I think that we've talked about mums that are going back to the workforce, but actually I'd like to say that it's for all women, right from our younger women who are just starting out getting employment, right through, even for special occasions, not even employment, but right through. And it's not just clothing, dresses, suits, things like that. It's right from shoes, accessories, underwear. They actually cover everything. So I cannot speak highly of them enough, and I feel that they're, a really underused resource that's available there for every woman in our community.
And I guess the other thing, in which I often probably get a bit guilty of, I'm always talking about these mums that are going back to work. But as you just said, it can be a young girl or a young female getting ready to start a first job and all those, isn't it? Because not everybody's got a lot of money until when they haven't got a job.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that we believe is that that should not be a barrier to accessing employment or being able to enjoy the most that you can in terms of the opportunities available. So if clothing and being able to afford that is a barrier, please consider going along and checking out FICE, and even just to go and have someone, you know, pair some things up for you and dress you and say that this would work really well together. I think the people that work in our places, they're actually really helpful and lovely people.
All right, we've got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. So have your paper and pencils ready, and Steph will tell you how you can contact Siri and find out more about them.
Anybody. It's the massed choir, the massed gospel choir of the three of us.
Yeah. You have to bear in mind, we've just had Bohemian Rhapsody. It, historically, you know, it's just been a huge hit, and it was a massive vocal production. And this also is a massive vocal production, and in some ways the counterpart of Bohemian Rhapsody. But in a gospel kind of style. Aretha Franklin was Freddie's idol, and so he wrote it really with her in mind. I wonder if she's ever sung it. Maybe she will.
It's quite unusual, like several of our songs. It's in 3/4, sort of 6/8 time.
Again, an immaculate backing track. This Freddie and Roger and John, driven by his amazingly rhythmic piano. And great feel. There's no it's not been messed with. You know, these days you'd have to Pro Tool it and put everything in the right place before you let it out. But this is just real and fantastic playing.
And it's a long backing track too, with a lot of different moods to it. So.
Done in bits as well, isn't it? Because there's a couple of bits which we didn't even use, I seem to remember. Well, at least one bit we didn't use.
I guess
use.
It was done in sections, yeah. Yeah, I can't remember, actually. Yeah. Freddie could really shine on this live. Pounding at the piano, and it was a great live track, this.
I always remember him starting it off in Auckland, New Zealand, and forgetting what song he was playing.
Yeah.
That was unusual, though.
That was very unusual. That was the day he put his trousers on backwards, wasn't it?
Because he'd been drinking heavily with Tony Hadley. Which, again, was very unusual. Freddie was an ultimate professional and never was the worse for wear.
Only in New Zealand.
And I think on this day he just had too good a time.
Well, that's not quite what I expected. I thought it was going to be Queen with Somebody to Love by George Michael and Queen. But anyway, not sure what happened there. Steph, you've got people excited. They all want to find out more about Siri and this community school. And let's be honest, there might be some grandparents today that are listening that say, that are thinking, you know, my grandson or granddaughter just isn't doing much good in the normal, when I say normal school, the average, the normal, what you call, mainstream, that's the word I was trying to think, the mainstream, and so they might want to find out more. So how are they going to find out more?
So I know that I've mentioned the website many times, so it's Siri, and it's CIRA.org.au. And when you go on there, you'll see all of the links across the top to whatever service you need. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. But just go back and say siri.org.au.
And it's C-I-R-E.
It's C-I-R-E, yes. If you like old school and you want to phone up and have a chat with someone, our phone number is 1300 835 235. That's 1300 835 235, and someone will be able to redirect your call. We also, as I went and said, Facebook and Instagram, and there are pages for Siri as an organisation, but also specifically for the schools and for the younger years.
And I guess if somebody is listening that would like to maybe look at a job for working at Siri, there'd also be a jobs page, wouldn't there?
Yeah, there absolutely is. So we do have vacancies available there. Please, if you're interested, just a reminder as well about the careers day that we've got on the 26th of August. That will be at the Mombolt campus. If you are an educator in any education support, please come along, check us out, and have a chat with someone about the incredible work that happens at Siri.
Now, we should also mention that 1300 number, 835-235, that's this is not just some answering machine you're going to talk to and there's only someone answers that once a week, is it? There's somebody there all Monday to Friday working hours, isn't
That's
there?
Right, yeah, absolutely. And again, that number's on the website too. If you just maybe missed a digit or something, just all of those details are on the Siri page.
Which is cire.org.au.
That's right.
Now, Steph, we've got a couple of minutes to talk. And again, I should just mention again all these different training courses that are done, like the RSA, like the
First Aid
and all those. They're also available because some of those run every month or every couple of months, don't they? It's not just once or twice a year.
That's right. And also, obviously, because they're not just... I believe they're not just through regular working hours, because we appreciate that, you know, people have other jobs and things like that. So there's always different avenues. But just to say that in terms of our accredited courses, the Diploma of Community Services, the Early Childhood Education and Care and Education Support, they're obviously, if you're thinking about a change of career, you want to come in but you don't have the qualifications, definitely go and check out the website and you can lodge an inquiry there.
And I know that I did the RSA a year or year or two ago, and I know that was at night, between 6 and 10, I think, and I know in the room beside us they were doing first aid. So there's no barrier. It's not like it's a Monday to Friday job and they don't see anyone after 5 o'clock. I know those two were done at night.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Steph, I've got to ask you, what got you involved in the community school? You're probably a teacher in mainstream, so what got you into being part of a community school as opposed to mainstream?
So I got the opportunity last year. I'm primary trained and it was really important to me that it was a primary position. Yep. I didn't actually know that Surrey had a primary school. And so whenever I did find out, and I found out that there was a vacancy, I guess I automatically knew, because I think I've always had a real heart for students that have found school challenging for whatever the reason be. And I feel that our school model really just meets exactly what young people need for school, and that aligns with my values very much. So just having that opportunity has been really wonderful.
And it meets not only the one type of student, does it? I mean, if you could have special plans for each child, then it's not a case of one case fits all. It's a case of you've got those plans for each and every child.
That's exactly right. Just to give you a little bit of an example, so this term, the class that I teach, we're focusing on animals. Every student has chosen their own animal. We went to the zoo, the Nocturnal Zoo. Can I give Mount Evelyn Nocturnal Zoo a shout out? They're phenomenal. If you want to go and visit them, they're fantastic. But just really to activate that passion for a particular animal perhaps, and then the student will learn about that, research about it, make a project, and we'll invite all of the school community to come and see and share the learning at the very end of term. So, and that's not one size fits all, it's whatever that student wants to do, and I get then the privilege with my amazing learning assistant Carol, and we get to work together to just be there for all of our students and guide and direct them.
So it's all about the outcome for the child, isn't it? It's not a case of we're teaching because we want to get so many people in the 90 or 100s or 70 to 80s and all that. It's more the outcome for that particular child, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I feel as well it's really important to say that a big part of our work is social and emotional development, which is so important. We understand that unless you're in a really good spot to learn and you feel safe and secure and you feel confident in school, the other academics would happen. So once we've established that, incredible learning can happen.
Yeah. And not everybody, I guess, to be a success isn't always gauged by the final marks either, is it? Success to one child might be to get them from not being at school to 3 days a week. And that could be a real success, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Success is different. I think over the years we've moved away. I'm hoping we're moving away from that emphasis being just on that final grade. And you're exactly right. To be able to contribute to society, to be confident in yourself, to be able to be a good citizen, all of those things are super important, and I believe that's one of the things that Surrey are amazing at.
Oh, that's terrific. Steph, it's been great to have you in, and we've always got a lot of time for the Surrey Community School, and we give a call out to Jackie if she's listening. And this youth concert, again, on the date, which I haven't got in front of me.
And I'm just going to try and look at my bit of paper as well. I'm very sorry. Oh, Friday, September the 15th.
Yep, and between
5 o'clock and 8.
5 o'clock at ECOS.
Yes, that's right.
In Westburn. So
yep.
Should be a great time. Go along, even if you haven't got somebody at Surrey, go along.